Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is the Crow Wing County Administrator, Tim Houle. Welcome to the program again.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
So we have, big deal going on. It's the general election on Tuesday, the 6th of November. You know, we certainly would encourage people to get out and vote, and hopefully our people are informed when they go to the polling places and so forth. But one of the things that people probably don't know a whole lot about, how the counties interface with both state and federal governments and how that all works. And I guess we're going right to the source since that's your deal. So tell us kind of how those things interface.
Well, I would tell you, Jim, that it's a complicated relationship between the federal government and the state government and county government. Mostly it is that three tiers of federalism, if you will, in the health and human services field. So, for instance, at the federal government, they've established programs like what your listeners might know as the food stamp program. Now it's the supplemental food assistance program, or the what used to be aid to families with dependent children, AFDC, that's now called temporary aid to needy families. You know, you have to have a degree just to keep up with the acronyms.
No kidding.
So those programs are established at the federal level, and they are sent down to the state. What might surprise most of your listeners is to learn that Minnesota is one of the few states in the union that uses counties as their agent to deliver those services at the street level. Most states in the union are delivering that through state agencies that have offices peppered around the state. Minnesota has chosen to do it through counties, which, you know, that's an additional layer of complication, if you will. So in the health and human services field in particular, counties are delivering these programs on behalf of the state of Minnesota. The rules for the programs are fixed by the state. The eligibility criteria is fixed by the state. And then the state, of course, reimburses counties for a share of the cost of administering those programs. More than likely, that's the reason that Minnesota is doing this differently, because there is a cost share for counties in hiring the financial workers and the like. Probably your listeners would be surprised to learn that of the intergovernmental revenues, state and federal revenues for rural counties in particular probably range somewhere between 30 to 50% of their annual budget. I would wrap that up, Jim, by telling you that that's why it is so important for people to get out to vote, because who they elect matters. And so if you think that the federal government is spending too much on those things, well, then there's one choice. If you think they're not spending enough on those things, there's probably a different choice. And the same is true at the state level, and the same is true at the local level. And so we get the government we want.
Well, Tim, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and best wishes to you and the crew there in Crow Wing County.
Very good. Thanks, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it.
Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.